it's music.
From one, it's BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. From midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's finest hour on Six Music.
Love letters straight from your heart. Keep us so near while apart. I'm not alone in the night. You write, I memorize every line. I kiss the name that you sign. Right from the start, a love letter straight from your heart. Again, right from the start, a love letter straight from your heart.
Springtime noises from the birdies, everyone. It's still a little chilly out there, but it's spring is on its way. It's Wednesday afternoon for me, pre-recording this programme for you. It's 10 o'clock on a Sunday for most of you, and I really should introduce myself. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. And this could be my finest hour. Welcome, everybody. I opened the show there with Love Letters from Julie London. The reason being is that's the theme of the show. My favourite songs to do with letters and letter writing. If you think about it, in the age of the email, we're going to hear less and less songs about letters, aren't we? So yeah, I thought I'd make it the theme of this week's show. It's also tied in with the mystifying title of Paul McCartney's new record. Kisses on the Bottom seems to me a ridiculous thing to call a record, but there is a reason for it and I've discovered it. It's probably been printed all over the country and I just haven't been paying attention. But anyway, what else have we got on the show? Beckopedia will be dropping by, a classic Beckopedia. It's one that we've not heard for a while, but it is a repeat, and again, tied up with McCartney's record. Our featured artist this week is John Lee Hooker. What that means is we'll just have two different songs from John Lee Hooker from different points in his career, one in the first hour, one in the second hour, and another criminal cover version will face the music in It Was Murder. Incidentally, a big thank you to Alison Moyer. I know her and her daughter listen to the programme. for leading me to that song, her version of Love Letters being something I grew up with and loved very much. So all that to come before midnight. Hope everybody's well, hope everybody's comfortable. Grab your cocoa, red wine, whatever it is you do. And I've had so many emails of people telling me that they drift off during the second half of the show. I've decided not to fight it any longer, and you'll notice it's decidedly more relaxed towards the end of the programme tonight, just as an experiment. Okay, but for now, I don't want you to fall asleep, so I'm going to play this tune from Led Zeppelin. Brilliant documentary on BBC Four, a three-part documentary called How the Brits Rocked America. It was great. I'm sure they'll repeat it soon. You've got to watch it if you do. It makes you very proud to be British. And more important than that, it's just full of great footage and music. Aren't the Beeb the best at that in the world? Yes, they are. Anyway, here we are. It's Led Zeppelin. From Four Symbols is the opening tune. This is Black Dog. Let me wind this one up for you. Just crank the handle here. There we go.
Hey, mama said the way you move gon' make you sweat, gon' make you groove. Away.
Led Zeppelin and Black Dog. I had an interesting email this week from Char Willis Jones living in China. He was saying there's all kinds of governmental restrictions on him receiving the show. So if you are a friend of his, do us a favour and email him. Tell him that I was talking about him on this week's show and that, he's really feeling lonely. He says, as the last episode of the show that he was told about was about being homesick, he was particularly pissed off that he couldn't tune in. Oh, you lovely man. If anybody knows how to get around Chinese internet censorship, then maybe drop him a line. He can't be difficult to find. Char Willis-Jones. See if you can find him online. Sort him out. Anyway, time for the first tune from John Lee Hooker, our featured artist this week. I first came across John Lee Hooker because of the film The Blues Brothers, eh? That's how I heard about him. I think he's marvellous, and I've got a really good tale concerning him a little bit later on in the programme. But for now, here's the tune I first heard from the great man. This is Boom Boom.
Boom, 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 boom. Gonna shoot you right down. At all your feet. Take you home with me. Put you in my house. Boom, 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 boom. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love to see you walk up and down the floor. When you're talking to me, that baby talk. I like it like that. When you talk like that, you knock me dead. Then on my feet, how, 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 how. Walk that walk and talk that talk and whisper in my ear. Tell me she love me. I love that talk, that baby talk. She knocks me dead right off my feet. How, 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 how. Yeah, yeah. Now, baby.
First tune this week from our featured artist, John Lee Hooker. That was Boom Boom.
It's important that Six Music plays underground music or undiscovered music because no one else does. We deserve a medal and one day I'm sure we'll get one.
This is Mark Riley.
If I like a record, I play it. If I really, really like it, I ask him in for a session. It's a very complicated system I dreamt up myself.
Monday to Thursday nights from 7.
Six Music.
I work along the lines of if you don't like what's on now, hopefully you will like what's coming up straight afterwards. Hence a 10-minute Genesis track back to back with some Japanese black metal or maybe the new single from the Jim Jones Review. People should be interested in the show because it's full of interesting music. I mean, the fact that a dullard presents it probably takes some of the sheen off, but you can't have everything, eh?
Mark Riley on BBC Radio 6 Music.
Guy Garvey on 6.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Time for a song for Guy. A song for Guy, if you're a new listener, is a recommendation. Make the distinction between that and a request. A recommendation of something that you think I should hear. Try and pick a song that you think I've either forgotten or have never heard. Quite common reasons for me not having heard a tune is that it's from before my time, or that it's a genre of music that I might not know about particularly very much, or that it's from a different country and didn't make it over to the UK. It's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Enlighten us all. Julia Vickers has sent this beautiful Oscar Peterson tune. I love Oscar Peterson and I play him a lot on the programme. And I have heard this but didn't know it was him. I've got a memory of this music from somewhere in my youth. It's fantastic. It's called Noreen's Nocturne and it goes like this. Thank you to Julia Vickers for recommending it. Thank you. amazing. Imagine being there for that recording. And that was Oscar Peterson and Noreen's Nocturne, a Song for Guy recommendation from Julia Vickers. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, or just some queries or criticisms or witticisms, guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. Yeah, that was lovely. Thanks again, Julia. Some new music now from Lost in the Trees. If you don't know who they are, they're a folk orchestra from Chapel Hill, NC, led by composer and songwriter Ari Picker. This haunting, intricate and beautiful thing tells me that Ari Picker has some classical education, as well as a good handle on what's cool. Ladies and gentlemen, Lost in the Trees. on the 12th of March, that's Lost in the Trees, and the song's called Red. I was very amused the other morning when my true loved Miss Emma Jane Unsworth was walking around the bedroom going, "Ah, Pikachu, ah, Pikachu." I was like, "What's that you're singing?" You shouldn't laugh at the woman you love on national radio. But she never tunes in, so she won't know. She actually meant this tune from Susie and the Banshees. Peekaboo from Susie and the Banshees. Inventive, beautiful, wonderful, wasn't it? So is this next tune from Adventures in Stereo. Now, I haven't got my notes in front of me. I think One of Primal Scream was one half of Adventures in Stereo. You'll have to check my facts for me. But this rough little loop that's been thrown down has a beautiful melody over the top of it. It's only a short song. It's called There Was a Time.
Never before.
Great, isn't it? That was a song for Guy Recommendation some time ago. That was Adventures in Stereo and There Was a Time. I love it. So the theme of this week's show is songs about letters. This one's called The Letter. It's from Steve Mason, who was formerly in... It's on the tip of my tongue. Oh, my God. Dry the Rain. What they called the Beta Band. There you go. The old grey mare, she ain't what she used to be. Steve Mason was the voice of the Beta Band. He's got an amazing voice. I've come to realise over the years that it's one of my favourite aspects of his music, is his very soulful, plaintive voice. I also know from my friends in I Am Clued, who toured with him some years ago, that he's a lovely man. And that's what you need, isn't it? You need lovely people making lovely stuff. Stephen Mason, The Letter.
Now then, David Daniel Kaminsky, born to Ukrainian Jewish immigrants in 1913, was the embodiment of all his parents' hopes and dreams. A first-generation American whose talent and determination propelled him from his humble beginnings to win two Oscars, become an ambassador for UNICEF, and receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom. He was better known as Danny Kaye, the energetic, fast-talking funny man, probably best remembered as Hans Christian Andersen. He held children spellbound with songs about the ugly duckling and the king's new clothes, but was also capable of great subtlety, such as his touching performance of Frank Lesser's gentle song, Inchworm. It's a lazy, almost soporific sound. The children singing their times tables in the schoolroom are a counterpoint to his rich, warm voice and its slow serenade. It's the stuff of daydreams, recalled by so many from their patchwork of childhood memories. And for a man who loved to entertain, there could be no greater legacy than that. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know.
You and your arithmetic, you'll probably go far. Inchworm, inchworm, measuring the marigold, seems to me you'd stop and see how beautiful they are. You'll probably go far. Inchworm, measuring the marigold, seems to me you'd stop and see how beautiful they are.
Wonderful. As chosen by Beckopedia, that was Danny Kaye and Inchworm. Isn't that beautiful and weirdly haunting and dark? That's a classic Beckopedia, i.e. we've broadcast it before, and it's all tied in with this new record of Paul McCartney's. I had a look at the track listing from the crazily titled Kisses on the Bottom, which is Paul McCartney's new record, and he's covering his favourite songs, I'm guessing from his childhood. And that was one of them. He's covered Inchworm on this record. I would say about 80% of the stuff that he's covered is music that I've played regularly on the show, which is really flattering because he's one of the best songwriters in the world, isn't he? And to know that we have a lot of the same influences, you know, brings me closer to greatness in some bizarre way. But anyway, more about the Kisses on the Bottom mystery in a little while.
Six Music News.
I'm Elizabeth Olker, music news journalist for Six Music. If a big story happens, whether that's the winner of the Mercury Prize being announced,
the winner is PJ Harvey,
the latest from the Brit Awards or Glastonbury, we can be the first to be there
and to interview the people involved and get this back on Six Music.
Trying to figure out where music, nature and technology meet.
Recently, I interviewed Alex Turner and he told me that he wanted to write the theme tune for the next Bond film.
Oh, yeah, I'd love to do a Bond tune, yeah.
The next day, it was in the tabloids, online music sites, fan sites, but we had it first.
The Six Music News Daily Download.
Available for free at the Six Music website.
He's a space nut, you know.
I was reminded of this tune by The Art of Noise. This version of the Robinson Crusoe theme tune is called Island, and it was on an album called The Ambient Collection that they brought out towards the end of their career. But it's just really beautiful and atmospheric, and it's got some stunning instrumentation in it. The Art of Noise and Island. beautiful. I love it. The Art of Noise and Island.
Thank goodness for hydrostatic equilibrium.
Oh, and Guy Garvey's Finest Hour on Six Music.
Another song about letters now. This is one of my favourite Bowie tunes. There's something about him, just very stripped back with a couple of instruments. My favourite Bowie record, my favourite Bowie album is probably Hunky Dory, because it's so much more stripped back. I think it's because it sets his songwriting and his voice in a place where it's easier to compare to other songwriters. Do you see what I mean by that? So much of his music is shrouded in innovative production that sometimes the song is hard to extract. Think about Ashes to Ashes without that piano going through a spinning Leslie cabinet. That dum-dum-boom, that's very strange sort of signature sound. I prefer him when it's just stripped back to guitars and pianos because it illustrates how he differs from other songwriters. There you go, I managed to put it quite plainly. Anyway, I'm badgering on. This is only a short song. I've probably introduced it for longer than it lasts. It's actually from Space Oddity. It's about letters, the theme of this week's programme, and it's called Letter to Hermione. Beautiful lyrics from David Bowie.
The hand that wrote this letter sweeps the billow clean. So rest your head and read a treasured dream. I care for no one else but you. I tear my soul to cease the pain. I think maybe you feel the same. What can we do? Not quite sure what we're supposed to do. So I've been writing just for you. They say your life is going very well. They say you sparkle like a different girl. But something tells me that you hide. When all the world is warm and tired, you cry a little in the dark. Well, so do I. I'm not quite sure what you're supposed to say, but I can see it's not okay. He makes you laugh, he brings you out in style. He treats you well and makes you up real fine. And when he's strong for you. And when you kiss, it's something new. But did you ever call my name just by mistake? I'm not quite sure what I'm supposed to do. So I'll just write some love to you.
David Bowie and Letter to Hermione. The theme of this week's show is letters because of the following tune. This next song is called I'm Gonna Sit Right Down and Write Myself a Letter by Fats Waller. I was thinking about Paul McCartney's record. I was wondering why he's called it Kisses on the Bottom. I mean, I guessed it was to do with letter writing, but it's also like quite a bad pun, isn't it, to do with kissing people's bottoms. But it sounded familiar, it was ringing bells for me. And again, when I looked at the track listing, I saw so many songs that I knew and that I play on the Finest Hour quite regularly. And I realised that Kisses on the Bottom, in perhaps the kind of punny way that it's intended as the title of his record, is a line from this next song, which he covers on the record. It's the first song on the record. So here it is, the mystery solved. I'm going to sit right down and write myself a letter. This is Fats Waller's version. Cheers, Sir Paul. Thank you.
write myself a letter and make believe it came from you. I'm gonna write words oh so sweet, they're gonna knock me off my feet. A lot of kisses on the bottom, I'll be glad I got 'em. I'm gonna smile and say, I hope you're feeling better, and close with love the way you do. I'm gonna sit right down and write myself a letter and make believe it came from you.
Garvey on the air.
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
Golden brown, texture like sun, lays me down. My mind, she runs throughout the night. No need to fight, never a frown with golden brown. Every time, just like the last, on her ship, tied to the mast, to distant lands, takes both my hands, never a frown with golden brown. Temptress, through the ages she's heading west. From far away, stays for a day, never a frown with golden brown.
Sure, I wish I'd written that one. It's a good one, isn't it? The Stranglers and Golden Brown. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow. I'm here with you till midnight when the great Don Letts takes over. And yeah, what a wonderful tune that is. I was listening to it in the car the other day with Craig Potter as we were on our way to our studio to write. It's a strange place being at the beginning of an album, especially when, as you know if you're a regular listener, I've been touring for the past 12 months. Going back into the studio and starting afresh with a blank canvas is really exciting, but it very quickly becomes this all-consuming thing. So I'm walking into rooms in a bit of a daze. I'm forgetting to phone people. It's because a portion of my brain is switched to what we could do musically, and I'm listening to music in a different way. Anyway, so Craig and I are driving in to town, listening to the Stranglers and marvelling at that exact song, Golden Brown, and I realised that happens every record. Around this time, at the beginning of writing every Elbow album, save perhaps the first one, I end up listening to Golden Brown by the Stranglers. So I can only think it's because it's a song that I wish I'd written. That was long and convoluted, wasn't it? Somebody else from round here who's got music coming through is Liz Green. This song, Bad Medicine, I've played many times on the programme, but this is a new version of it that's been released on March the 13th. I think it's a much better version of the song. I didn't think it could get any better, but it has. Here she is. Here's Liz Green and Bad Medicine.
The words of an old blues man, they're always in time with his soul. Though his face be cracked and worn like age-old summer soil, you know he gave you his hand so you would lift him off that ground. But no one wants a hand that's rough to touch from it's been carrying around. And every man wants more than he ever did before. He's still got no way out, we've got no way out, no way out, we've got no way out of this. Well, he walks through town like a Bible prophet, knows he owns it all, but sometimes he doesn't bother, no, sometimes he doesn't bother. Lord, well, he knows the dark hearts of men and he's been there before, yeah, he won't go there again. No, yeah, he won't go there again. For every man wants more than he ever did before. He's still got no way out, we've got no way out. No way out, we've got no way out of this. So if my eyes turn black and my teeth fall out, or my hair's caught up in rags, don't give me none of that medicine, 'cause I'll spit it right back out. Fit in, but he never really got a chance. Before he spoke, they burnt him, cut him, roped him out, and finally put him in the ground. He said, I've been through war, and I've been through law, and I've climbed that hill so cold. Yeah, I've been through more than you'd ever know. Still, they never let me go. And every man wants more than he ever did before. We still got no way out, we've got no way out, no way out, we've got no way out of this. So if my eyes turn black and my teeth fall out, or my hair's caught up in rags, don't give me none of that medicine, 'cause I'll spit it right back out. Oh yeah, I will spit it right, I will spit it right, I will spit it right back out. I will spit it right, I will spit it right, I will spit it right back out.
Liz Green and Bad Medicine. Beautiful, exciting new music. And you know, beautiful, exciting new music don't just take care of itself. You need good police. Our Victim, written in 1972 by Lou Reed, was a contentious song full of taboos that nevertheless was a hugely popular radio hit. A tale of escape to sexual freedom, it was welcomed with open arms by hedonists everywhere and run out of town by the musical marauders. First to strike a blow was flautist Herbie Mann, whose disco meets smooth jazz rendition was so anemic that a bottle of iron tablets and a large helping of cabbage were all that saved it from collapsing in a heap. Flatulent, but not fatal. Next, Copenhagen clubber and not-so-great Dane DJ Dizzy trapped it in a never-ending bass loop and subjected it to a 7-minute spin on the wheels of steel that left it staggering in circles, looking for a bucket to throw up in. Then, in a truly toe-curling attempt at comedy, Rolf Harris huffed and hawed his way through a version worth at least 5th place on Opportunity Knox. Close to dying of embarrassment, it slunk away before it could be roped into a summertime special. But when flash-in-the-pan pop perp Jamie J. Morgan pumped up the bass, rounded up the rappers and prepared to rip to shreds this seminal 70s song, it was murder.
These headphones just a tad much. I can hear this funky bass line.
Word up, yo, some quiz. You feel good?
Yo, I feel great.
Word up, yo, you seen that fly guy, Jamie J?
Jamie J, my boy.
You know it. Yo, you ready to take a walk on the wild side?
I'm ready, man. Here we go, all right?
Yo, check it out.
Holly came from Miami, FLA.
No.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way, shaved her legs, and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head, even when she was given head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go do 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 do. Never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was Jim Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that patch. She said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, do 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 do.
Whew, close one. That was pretty horrible initially. That was, of course, Lou Reed, nearly forgot his name, and Walk on the Wild Side eventually.
Hi, welcome.
It's not just specialist radio, it's actually special radio.
This is
Six Music.
If somebody saw this gig tonight, they would walk away with their life changed.
The festival's about to get awesome.
It's the beauty of Six Music.
This is your own.
Hello.
Metrosexuals.
That's right.
Me and him here.
Why does a band want to call themselves Yuck?
Name yourself a proper name. Call yourself Jeff.
Hello, this is Adam.
This is Joe.
Steven!
Beat time, Jack.
Why was John Peel's system important? He was a listener, a broadcaster with almost no sensorial mandate or agenda. I know that Six Music endeavour to do this.
Good evening, my name's Tom York, this is the Six Music.
Friendly fires in the live room.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service. That's the voice I use for my radio show.
It's the Huey Show, yo. Six Music, baby.
We're going to be playing some extraordinary music.
For me, music is my religion.
This is
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Six Music.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter and the antimatter.
Song for Guy recommendation from Ian McPhee now. He's in Nottingham, but he used to live just down the road here in Bury. He says, Guy, I have a song to recommend. Les Paul and Mary Ford playing and singing two heart-rending ballads. Take your pick from How Deep Is the Ocean or It's a Lonesome Old Town. Just beautiful guitar playing, Mary's slightly breathy, husky vocals which melt the heart, and productions out of the top drawer, as you might imagine with Les, the techno wizard of his day. Well and truly on the case, enjoy, Ian McPhee. Les Paul is the Les Paul, of course, after who the classic rock guitar, the Les Paul, was named. Here's something you might want to know if you're a total muso nerd where guitars are concerned. Les Paul was originally asked by Gibson to endorse what we now know to be the SG, which is Angus Young and Carlos Santana's guitar. It's more symmetrical than a Les Paul, a lot lighter, a lot thinner. But he said, no, I'm not endorsing that. It's not good enough. So SG stands for simple guitar. Now, you talk to anyone who's played an SG and they'll tell you it's got its own merits and qualities. But Les Paul would only play the Les Paul, and that's what he ended up endorsing. Anyway, this is a beautiful song. Thank you, Ian McPhee, for recommending it. This is Les Paul and Mary Ford and the stunning How Deep Is the Ocean.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey? From here to a star. And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? Would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Recommended by Ian McPhee. That was Les Paul and Mary Ford and How Deep Is The Ocean. Once again, if you've a Song For Guy recommendation, base your recommendations on stuff you think I may not have heard, stuff you hear on the programme, or the music I make with my band, then it's guy.sixmusic@bbc.co.uk. It was the case with Val Harrison some time ago. She got in touch and recommended this song by Paul McCartney, who we've been talking about a lot this week. It's my favourite Paul McCartney song. It doesn't include everything he did with the Beatles, but it's my favourite solo thing he ever did. It's called Ramon, and it's beautiful.
Take one.
Okay.
McCartney and Ramon. You can kind of hear the influences of all the stuff he's covered on this new record of his in that song. It's that sort of semi-ragtime, sort of New Orleans influence thing that isn't made it into a lot of Beatles music, but especially in that era of his solo stuff. I love it. So our featured artist this week is John Lee Hooker, and we're going to have a second song from him in just a couple of songs' time. While I was looking through my blues collection to find my John Lee Hooker records, I came across this beautiful thing from Chris Thomas King. You might know it from the soundtrack to Oh Brother Where Art Thou, but it's a very simple, beautiful little piece of guitar music. Have a listen to how simple the guitar is, but how lovely. Keep focused on the guitar in Hard Time Killing Floor Blues.
Hard time, yet and every where you go, has it harder than ever been before. And the people are drifting door to door, can't find no heaven, I don't care where they go. Say you had money, you better be sure, these hard times will drive you from door to door.
Time Killing Floor Blues by Chris Thomas King from the Oh Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack. I'll try and say that again, shall I? Oh Brother Where Art Thou from that soundtrack. Talk Talk are one of my favourite bands ever. I'm trying to change the minds of people who think of Talk Talk as the very poppy band they were when they first emerged. I want to influence people to think about who they became. This song, Inheritance, which is from one of the best albums I've ever heard of theirs, Spirit of Eden, is where they ended up. It's such a beautiful, creative, earnest, wonderful piece of music. So this is Inheritance by Talk Talk. Relearn, if you don't know already, what this band sound like.
Flow
wicked smile on her eyes.
Featured artist this week then is John Lee Hooker. I heard this second tune for the first time after a nightmare car journey with our ex-German radio plugger. He was a young man, he was stoned, he didn't know we were supposed to be working that day and neither did we, so me and Mark thought we had a day off on the road in Berlin, and he turned up stoned in a panic saying we're supposed to be at a Radio 1 in Germany in 20 minutes, and it's a 45 minute car journey away. So I'm a nervous passenger. I don't know if you knew this about me. I know it's hard with my macho image to believe that I'm frightened of anything. But yeah, I'm quite terrified of being in a car, a moving car, let alone a moving car driven by a stoned 18-year-old who keeps looking over his shoulder to tell me how sorry he is that we're late. By the time we got to the radio station, me and Mark are a bit pissed off that we're not having a day off. I'm really quite shaken up by the car journey. And we have trouble getting in through security. We eventually walk into this room and there's an old guy in what can only be described as a Giles Brandreth knitted sweater with half-moon spectacles on the end of his nose, peering at us over the desk. It was quite late in the evening by the time we got there, and this guy had hung on. And he said, "Shall we go straight away?" And we were like, "Fine." And he dropped "Let's Get Ready for Love." "Get Ready for Love" by Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds was the first tune. Now, if you know that tune, it's a pounding, huge thing. And he was cranking it really loud. And I have to say that from his appearance, I might have expected the theme from Gardener's Question Time. He played the best music while we're in there. It was absolutely brilliant. We stayed for the whole show. He was called Freddy Dreamer. That's what his ident said. So you can tell when he started being a DJ. But he was awesome. I really, really enjoyed that day. And he played me this thing. It was just after it had come out. The album's called Face to Face, and it was John Lee Hooker's demos, songs that he hadn't finished, ideas for songs that he made before he died. All the musicians that he played with throughout his life got together and put backing over these little half tunes that he'd recorded. So he never heard this the way it sounds here. It's such a respectful thing to do for a friend that's died, I think. It's a beautiful idea. I have a feeling he wrote this on New Year's Eve. This is John Lee Hooker, our featured artist this week, and this wonderful song is called Turn Over a New Leaf.
What I used to do. used to drink, used to gamble, hang out all night long. But I don't do it anymore. I'm gonna turn over, turn over, turn over. I'm gonna turn over, turn over, oh, oh, oh. Brand new leaf. 87, babe.
Lovely. John Lee Hooker from the album Face to Face, that was Turn Over a New Leaf. So the theme of this week's show, for one reason or another, has been songs about letters. I've realised that people aren't going to write songs about letters anymore because people don't send letters anymore. So I've collected them together, my favourite ones at least. This next tune is called Famous Blue Raincoat. And it's Leonard Cohen, it's my favourite lyric of his, and he's my favourite lyricist, so I guess this is my favourite lyric of all time. Listen to the way he puts the line together. The line starts, "Thanks for the trouble you took." I won't say any more in case, for any reason, you've never heard this song. But listen to that line when it comes up, and the way it unfolds, and ponder the different emotions within the one line. It's a song about a letter because it's the only letter that I'm aware of, or rather the only song that I'm aware of, that Leonard Cohen signs sincerely at the end. His last line is, "Sincerely, L. Cohen." I guess he wants the listener to know just how true the words to this song are. Ladies and gentlemen, Leonard Cohen and Famous Blue Raincoat.
It's 4 in the morning, the end of December. I'm writing you now just to see if you're better. New York is cold, but I like where I'm living. There's music on Clinton Street all through the evening. I hear that you're building your little house deep in the desert. You're living for nothing now. I hope you're keeping some kind of record. Yes, and Jane came by with a lock of your hair. She said that you gave it to her that night that you planned to go clear. Did you ever go clear? Oh, the last time we saw you, you looked so much older. Your famous blue raincoat was torn at the shoulder. You'd been to the station to meet every train. Then you came home without Lily Marlene. And you treated my woman to a flake of your life. And when she came back, she was nobody's wife. Well, I see you there with a rose in your teeth. One more thin gypsy thief. Well, I see Jane's away. She sends her regards. Possibly say, I guess that I miss you. I guess I forgive you. I'm glad you stood in my way. If you ever come by here for Jane or for me, will your enemy sleeping and his woman is free. Yes, and thanks for the trouble you took from her eyes. I thought it was there for good, so I never tried. You plan to go clear. Sincerely, L. Cohen.
Amazing, humbling. Leonard Cohen and Famous Blue Raincoat.
All right, let us begin.
BBC Radio.
Hi, welcome.
Six Music.
Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service.
That's right.
100% recommended. For a beautiful electric journey into your imagination.
We play quite nice laid-back music, and we also have short stories, poetry, quite a lot of spoken word.
With the attention span of a pigeon, Don would stumble from bedroom to bedroom, leaving Paul to deal with the consequences.
Drifting gently into the Sunday Service.
You'd be very, very welcome, and I'll take good care of you.
Listen to Jarvis Cocker's Sunday Service right now at the Six Music website. BBC Radio 6
Music.
Jolly Jupiter, it's Guy Garvey's Finest Hour.
One more tune about letters, I think. This is called Love Letter. We started the show with Love Letters. Let's end with a love letter. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. Very, very tender, beautiful, simple song from them. And if you think about it, if it's handwritten, all letters are love letters. Oh God, that was profound. I might have a little cry during this one.
Letter in my hand, a plea, a petition, a kind of prayer. Hope it does as I planned. Losing her again is more than I can bear. Kiss the cold white envelope, press press my lips against her name. 200 words we live in hope. The sky hangs heavy with rain. Love letter, love letter. Go get her, go get her. Love letter, love letter. Go tell her, go. Wicked wind whips up the hill, handful of hopeful words. I love her and I always will. Sky is ready to burst. Said some I did not mean to say. Said some I did not mean to say. Said some I did not mean to say. It all came out the wrong way. Love letter, go get her, go get her. Love letter. Tell her, go to her. Rain your kisses down upon me. Rain your kisses down in storms. And brawl will come before me in your slowly fading form. Out of my mind will leave me standing in the rain with a letter and a prayer whispered on the wind. Come back to me. Come back to me. Oh, baby, please come back to me.
Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds and Love Letter. And just to save you emailing in, I've just realised that my statement about all handwritten letters being love letters is complete nonsense, and I can actually think off the top of my head of several letters I've received written by hand that were far from being love letters. We're close to the end of the show. Let's have this one from the Blue Nile as it suits the mood of the Sunday night.
Where the cars go by,
The next few weeks I'm going to be off. I can't remember if I'm off next week or the week after. Anyway, thank you very much for listening, everyone. Thank you for helping me put the show together, everybody at BBC North. That's Pete and Michelle and Ian and everybody. Thanks to Beckopedia for a wonderful contribution. Thanks for all your Song for Guy recommendations and emails. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you... Happy New Week. Night, Mum, and Don Letts up next.
Still I'm crying. music.
From One, BBC Introducing with Tom Robinson. Right now, Don Letts.
Crowd of people gather around because Culture Clash Radio's back in town. And for the next 60 minutes, I'd like to cross time, space and genres with a distinctly chill selection of sounds designed to ease and please. To that end, you'll be hearing from, amongst others, the Moody Blues, Matsuki Ayamu, Joe Gibbs and the Professionals, Another Blood, The Spinners, Lamb Chop, Joshua Moses and Fleet Foxes, to name just a few. But to set the tone, an artist this station turned me on to way back in the day. This is Rufus Wainwright's Oh What a World.